Father, I thank you for the kingdom of God. I so thank you for the joy, the excitement, the fun, the understanding, the revelation of the kingdom of God. I pray for all of us at Astounding Love and More Than Enough Ministries and all having, I release and impart and stir up, that we stir up the evangelistic part of who it is that we are. You desire that in New York, that is in Missouri, that is in Antigua, that every part of More Than Enough Ministries and Astounding Love is filled to the overflowing. I thank you and praise you this morning, that and ask you to forgive us for being complacent, for me, for Pastor Lonzine, for each and every person, for us not finding out how it is that you want us to go into the areas in which we are, whether it's in Antigua, New York, or Missouri, and compel people to hear the words of the kingdom. I thank you that this is something that is changing and is turning, that you are giving us no rest. At least you're not giving me any rest, that this is something that you have something that you want to say to people in these areas, that there's people that need what it is that you have in these places, and that you desire for it to be filled to the overflowing. You put us here in on Austin Road, and you put us here on Rutland Road or in New York. You put us here in wherever it is that James lives and James lives in Missouri. You put us in these places. You sent us. You strategically sent us to these places. And all of those that are on the Zooms in different places and all, for us to compel people, for us to change the area in which we are, we thank you and praise you this morning that the word of God, that whatever it is that has to happen, that there is no more complacency. There is no more, oh, I'll get there and I'll do this or whatever it is. There is no more church as usual. I thank you and praise you that you, Holy Spirit, desire for an outpouring, for you to outpour the kingdom of God so that we can release the kingdom of God. And I thank you that whatever it is that we need to learn, that we need to change, that we need to do, that it shall be done, that this year, this time, this May, this June, this July, all of these times, I thank you that every part of these places will be filled to the overflowing with hungry people, young people, middle-aged people, older people, whatever the ages are, because the kingdom of God, the king is releasing his love and his every part of him. I thank you that the subjects of wealth, the subjects of growth, the subjects of freedom, the subjects of oneness, and all of the things that are about the kingdom of God will be released, will be preached. I thank you for the teaching. I thank you for the preaching. I thank you for the worship. I thank you for the realizing and understanding how many forms and how what worship and what praise and what these things really are, that it's not just about singing. I thank you that people are hurting and that hurting people desire the kingdom of God, that everyone is looking for the kingdom, and that we have not released it in the manner, we have not changed, we have gotten comfortable in every area. If we, that includes me and everybody else, if we are not compelling and bringing people and telling people about the kingdom and then bringing them to where it is that we are, we have not done all that we are to do. And so I thank you. I thank you for this stirring, Holy Spirit. I thank you that there is things in people's lives that the kingdom of God would solve. I thank you that we live the kingdom of God. And this is talking about young people, talking about Arena, talking about all of us that call ourselves leaders, that know that we're supposed to be leaders. And I thank you that the corrections, that we do not that when we're corrected, we say, yes, sir. We say, yes, ma'am. We say, yes, yes, yes. I'm ready to change, and I will do the changing, that we do not defend ourselves in order to stay to where we are. Well, I've already been doing this. I've already been doing this. I've already been doing this. That those words, those thoughts will not even touch us. My God, my God, my God. When you give a correction, you know exactly where our hearts are. You know exactly where we're comfortable at. You know exactly. And I thank you that there is a shaking that's going on. There is a shakiness going on. I thank you that we will be before the curve because of the things that are about to happen in the land, the things that are happening, the things that are about to happen. And I thank you that you desire to build leaders. You desire for us to build a firm, a deep foundation because of what it is that you want to build. You want to build something, and you want us to grow in a manner that affects the areas. You did not give us all of these things, huh? You did not tell us about a new city. You didn't tell us about Kingdom City. You didn't tell us about the prison. You didn't tell us about all of these things for no reason. These are your desires, and we are here to fulfill your desires, not to fulfill ours, but that your will be done. And the kingdom of God, if it's truly in us, it will be released so that people are drawn to us, so that people are drawn to the kingdom of God. And I thank you and I praise you for this morning. I thank you that you have all kinds of ways, and you have given, I mean, it's oh, andalo bohoko. Let's pray in tongues for a while. Ilia basiko leba sigilia karia. Horanda la bahasa kataskala bosele dengele dando okore iretele ako diske tili diska la sakata. Ho la manda de yango le baske tili diko ko. O la hasa dasha deka kata la doble genge iskarato seketia kekia. Thank you, that there are business people, that there are entrepreneurs, that there are people in every facet of life that is looking for the kingdom of God, that desire to be in a place, that desire to be with a people, that desire to grow and to build something. I thank you and praise you that you desire for the wealth, for the ideas, for all of these things. You've also told us about having it so that there's people that are thinking and doing and building things together. I thank you and praise you that you have put these things together for that in the astounding of the love, in the more than enough releases it throughout the world so that you can be seen, so that you can be heard, so that your words and who it is that you are, that everyone is touched by what it is that you, who it is that you are, and what it is that you have released in the Holy Spirit manifesting in all of these places. I thank you and praise you for it. I thank you that whatever it is going on in each one of us individual lives, that we desire, that we discipline ourselves and get rid of everything that is not like the kingdom of God. I thank you that we operate in the power and in the anointing and in the ways and in the love and in the words and in the kingdoms, the king's language, that we walk and we live as servant kings in the earth. I thank you and praise you for that. I thank you that every excuse, everything that would keep us like we are and keep us doing things that the exact same way that we are, I thank you that everything is subject to change. I know that I am ready to change. Whatever it is that you want changed about me, changed about the service, changed about what it is that we're doing, changed about the study, changed about how it is that we deliver the word, whatever it is, reveal it. Reveal it. Your revealing power, whatever it is, the ideas, I thank you that each and every one of us knows that the things that you reveal to us, that we start to lead in it, that we go into all the world, that we go and we do what it is that there is to do, that none of us are sitting on our laurels. None of us are just sitting saying, well, y'all need to do this, and y'all need to do this, and this area needs to do this. No, be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, not one that's pointing your fingers, not one that's saying this is what needs to be done and we don't do it. I thank you that I speak this for this ministry, and I speak this for all ministries that are releasing the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is manifesting all through the earth, that is whatever it is that we have done unto this far. I thank you that this is stirring up even in San Jose, California. I thank you that it's stirring up in Sacramento, California, all over California, but especially Manteca for us, especially in New York, where Patricia and Frederick are, in Missouri, where James and Rodney are, in all of these different areas. I thank you that there is a new thrust in Atlanta, where Jackie is. I thank you that all over, I thank you that what's happening in Calvin's church and just a congregation, everything, I thank you that everything that could be shaken, I thank you that you have ideas that we have not implemented. And so that as we spend time, as we're going and moving and doing what it is that needs to be done, that you will drop it into us. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that we stir up, that we allow that every place in us that has not been open to you, every place in us that is common, I speak this all the way through. I speak this to all of us. I thank you and I praise you that you will operate in us, that people will be jealous. People will see, and people will be they will be convicted to say, you know what, I want that. I don't know what it is, but I like that. I want that. That as you said in your word, that they will be compelled. I thank you that we will be magnets of the kingdom of God, that people will see you in us and through us and will want you. Oh God, oh God, oh God, whatever is in us, however it is that we are, that people are not drawn to you through us, through what it is and how it is that we operate. And we say, oh, well, people are drawn to me. Well, more and more, and let them follow you as you follow Christ, as you follow this, so that we can get together, so that we can come together, because we're going to need it. We need to have the influence in every area in which that we are. I thank you and praise you that you bring that the kingdom of God is meant to bring people together for the influence, not just for the church, not just for singing songs and hearing words that we do nothing with, but it is to influence the area. As we read in the book of Acts, they were influenced. People knew about them. They knew about what was going on. There was an awe of God going on. There was an awe of the King, and that we are to produce that. We are to live that. And I thank you and praise you and glorify you that you are shaking those things up, that it's not about us, that we're sitting around thinking, that we are being drawn to think about how can I draw this community? How can I do this today? How can I do this moment? How can we have influence? How can we do this? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And getting the answers and then doing it immediately. Father, I thank you that all in this, as we do this, all the little petty things that are going on with us will cease. I thank you and I praise you. Yes, I agree with that, Holy Spirit, that people have too much time to think about themselves, to sit in their houses and just think about themselves and decide that this is the way I am and this is what it is that I'm going to do. Nothing gets before you. Nothing comes before you. Nothing. Whether it's my business, whether it's my family, whatever it is, nothing, because all of these things, they need the kingdom, and they need to see just how how important it is, the relationship with you. Oh, I'm not talking about the building being more important than you. I'm not talking about the ministry being more important than the family. I am not talking about those things, but what I am talking about is the relationship of the king and how the king is working and what it is that the king desires. I thank you that marriages, that people are doing these things together. I thank you that congregations are doing these things together. And I thank you that it is such a joy. It is such a joy that, the Father wants this. The King wants this. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit is doing it. And I thank you. I thank you that you know how to work in all of us at one time. So I worship you and I praise you. And even as we read in the book of Acts, my God, while the people were being persecuted, while the people were being come after, they had the joy of it, and they were one. I thank you that you prayed a prayer. God, make them one as we are one. Have them to come in and be that oneness in that joy. I thank you, and I praise you. I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the corrections that you make in me. Thank you that a good leader, that all of us are leaders, and the thing that we do, we look, and when someone tells us when there's a change that needs to be made, what it is that we do not fight for our own limitations. We do not fight to stay where we are. My God, if this is what's going to happen, if this is what's going to draw people, if this is what's going to make a change, if this is what's going to allow me to be a change agent, then I will do it. Thank you for the correction. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Father, I worship you and I praise you this morning. I worship you and listening to you, and I praise you for what it is that you're releasing, the corrections that you're releasing to me, in me, and through me. My God, my God, my God. I thank you for your giving me no rest, not in dream time, not at any time. You keep having these dreams. You keep reminding me. You keep showing me that this is what it is that you want. You want people to come together so that we can influence the areas in which you have placed us. That you are ready to move. You are ready to, as they say, bust a move. And you want your people ahead of this pack. I thank you. You want your people. You want your kingdom. Your kingdom manifested. You said you wanted your kingdom to come out of us on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you that the kingdom of God is within us. And because the kingdom of God is within us, you do not want him to, you do not want it. You do not want the kingdom through the power of the Holy Spirit to just stay in us so that we can talk the kingdom, we can preach the kingdom, we can teach the kingdom. Oh, we can do all that. Now it's time to live the kingdom. It's time to occupy the territory. It's time for us to do what it is. And I call forth for all of those that are in the body of Christ. It's time for the church to manifest the kingdom of God. The church is meant to manifest the kingdom. Oh, yes, the kingdom of God. Oh, dele cacole basile cagolo po che penja alla pote le asadia. Hadele kund ascala saco le balio corricata. The only thing in the earth that will get rid of the prejudice, the bigotry, the separation is the kingdom of God. Oh, yes, 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 because it shows forth that there is one King, one Father, one Lord of all. And my God, through every blood, every nation, every nationality, everything, that there is no difference, male, female, slave, free. All, you want it all to come together. And when we all come together, there will be no lack. There will be none. Because even that, even that slave, even that free one, they will find that they have something. One can do this and the other can do this. That there is room. There is room for leadership for each and every person. There are those in the prisons, those in the jails, those on the streets, those that are selling drugs at this time, those that are prostituting, those that are in business, those that are entrepreneurs, those that are in all kinds of areas, everything, just as you told the Ephesian church through Paul, even some of these, some of you were all of these things. Some of you were this. Some of you were that. Some of you are all, but now you are all this. And this is what it is that you desire to happen in your church, that nothing has changed, just the way that we need to do it. So I ask you, I thank you, and I praise you, and I receive from you this morning that you give us the strategies as we do, as we go. The strategy will not happen until we start moving, until we start doing something. And when we start doing something, you say, now you need a strategy for this. Let's give it. It's already in us. It's already in me. It's already in you. It's already there. And then all the coming together. We do not wait until we got it all together to start to move. We start to move and then it will come. We start to move and then it will come. We start to move and then it will come. Even when Jesus walked the earth, when he was releasing the kingdom, when John the Baptist was walking the earth and he was releasing the kingdom, they didn't have it all together. As Jesus went, oh, follow me. As Jesus went, follow me. As Jesus went, follow me. As he went, as he went, as he went. If he had a sat still, there would have never been anybody to say, follow me. And all through those 3 years that he taught the disciples, they had problems, they fought, they went through stuff, iron sharpened iron, they went through things, they made mistakes and all of that. They were known as disciples all of this time. Those 3 years, they were disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make these disciples. And then these disciples, by the time he was ready to leave, then after that, they were called apostles by God. You have done what it is that you're to do. And then, as he said, he was leaving. That was the principle. That was the pattern for those that are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to go through the discipling, to go through the things that are necessary to go through in order to get to that place that they can operate in the oneness, that the ways, the strategies, the anointings, that the places, that all of these things is not just about being able to preach. It's not just about being able to hear. My God, it's about being able to walk together in agreement to do the will of the King. It is the King's earth. It is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we can walk as that. We can live that out because this is the will of the Father. So I thank you and I praise you this morning. La carria, correga, ispato. Oh, dalanga, keep praying in tongues. Eh, que la carria, correga, tia, sicato. Oh, do the shoko rica, dala, God, show you things in you. Alopole banda, ise, que tili, kisco, to, that you can do. Oh, da shakaria, correga, ti, let him show things in me that I will be able to do. And do it. Alopole bol, que tili, kako rica, tili, kiska, la saco, tili, akata. Not changes that are made in somebody else, but changes that are made in each and every one of us so that we can reveal, so that we can walk, so that we can live, so that we can go into the highways and byways and be the kingdom of God in the earth. Reveal the kingdom of God to people and then being able to bring them and say, come and learn. Hadasha la conge le ke kaki le kiska la songa la balabo tota. Hadasha le basole diska la sakorikate. Halabo de Mali Katili Kiska La Songa Yavapo Kokorekati Alika Alabola Bose Deskala Sikole Basikishkele Sakole Bala Bunda Asaka Yoheke Lemadira. Come on, pray in tongues so that you can see the area, so that he can reveal to you, touch you. Ashkola Soko Yikatili Kiskele Sakoli Basilede Elebola Bose Mataria Saki Akara Bole Basikala Dorne Getele Dasole. Oh, the soko that I brought you this far for this day. Edipo sakale haso lebaki akato. Enga yana ni makari akoriga dandala baso kieskele sakoriga ta. Hambele monda laha ko limba ala bote leska la siko ni akarika te. Edu saka ya. Halaboba donde eleke. Eskele siko li basi le diko le basi ga. Keep praying in tongues. Oh, kashala bose male nekatia. Hili nenge le bandolo bo le bandile kiso le viele kule kule asa kiele ko. Yo to 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 ko ringa dele nando de badu li bakati di di kokota da hasho kakado mokinde ekili akabia ko rika dele toska di siko te show me the adjustments in me ala bola bati akaria korita sa show me my territory and I hit it today ala bola de bata de asa di akata no matter where it is that I am ala bola bati asa ala bola de te katili kisa de I practice wherever I am. Shenge le bande le modele po si katili kiko korra tava shikote. Enga yana no makore, enga dili kiska le sako le bali akarikate. Hadoska la sako rikata. Shaking those areas that we are so comfortable in. Ando no moho korre katia sikata. That we don't realize we're getting cooked. We're getting destroyed. Wa ay sheke sheku shala basa neshala dale bodi eke tili kiska le denga to. Popo toto toko ringa diskala spatia hadesh kala sunde e kis kala sonda ala pada la mende e ki ke ki ti dico corre e ke diskala se onda na na no te basigi inge da da do do poco ko ta ta Babo tatado e che da bunda e che di bata alla bunda bato tende burrata lemba le burle chi le cole balle esca la succa le dalla dosso le di ili po le banda le che le cose le di le cacco le balle a correi e le doli a carica delle cacco la basi che le da somada ha po 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 to cote esca le si cascili cosa le di cacche le a catà. Oh, Father, 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 King and Lord, my Lord and my King, I thank you that you reveal enough of who you are so that the excitement, so that the reality of your kingship in us, that your kingship in the power of the Holy Spirit can will manifest in each and every person until they're not talking about what is going on. They're talking about who it is. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what it is that you're doing in me, that the things that I'm stirring up, I'm doing the work. I'm doing what it is that I am to do to stir up the gifts there you have on the inside of me. So that you can be seen, so that you can be seen, and people can be drawn to me, and I can be drawn to them as I go and do the will and the work of the King. So I thank you and I praise you for this today. I thank you for instructions. I thank you for corrections. I thank you for adjustments on the inside of me so that I can sound like you. Not like I think I want to, not being impressed with myself, not walking in any type of pride to say, I got it together, I know how to do this, I've done this, and here's who it is that I am. All of those things in there. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for the spirit of humility, which is the spirit of power. I thank you that each and every one of us will humble ourselves in a way that we can receive correction from you, from others, whatever it is that's necessary, that the adjustments be made so that we can sound like one body, like one God, like one Lord. You, that it's your sound that's truly coming out of us. Not the sound that we think is you, but the one that's really you. Oh, and let us not be impressed with ourselves and how other people puff us up. Let it be. Let it be. Oh my God. Whether someone thinks it's good, someone thinks it's not, someone thinks I sound good, I sing good, whatever it is. Oh, Lord God, let you be manifested by the way that we operate together. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, allow us, help us to be pliable. Oh, yes, so that you can put us in whatever position it is. Oh, yes, 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 and let me realize that it's you that owns it all. Oh, my God, that when we please you, as the king is pleased, oh, yes, the scepter is released through all the earth for us. Oh, dele coco rica sanja la saco le bandie le carabola borre catias. Inga yana no mokorika ta orlanda la panto le passi gili o corienga la tanto le posa cascia cotea allenge ele torre che tende u culla passedia e le cango lodi a carbo sanando e le manda dia corrica te o do sciocco ti passa degga tu onda diando lo posco toro e cati. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ishkatishka sukurikatiya. Oh, na 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 kati. E de di kokora tarasiga talaboriye kati. Any questions this morning about Monday or today? Ishkala sukurikatele kakole bandi shate. E de di kokora kati de di kokoriye kati asikatatiya. Ando onjala nando di bando di bandi akando di bonko tende di akari akornika te di akata. Allaho kore gatanda da basko te le deskara siko te. Any comments, 1 minute or less? No drunk logs or anything. Anyone wants to say anything, 1 minute or less. Sato di abakasili kisko le basi di akolde.
Frederick wants to say something.
Go ahead.
Father, thank you for answering the prayer that was begun about 3 weeks ago about More Than Enough Ministries and Astounding Love, a global church fellowship. You spoke through our apostle, and it was a desire. Yes.
You said
1 minute or less. A comment.
You're praying. What did you want to say?
Thank you. Because he answered the prayer. We have the direction. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anyone else wants to say anything? Hello? Any questions? Okay, then let's keep praying for a while. Let's keep praying in tongues. Eskele so korrika tidi di korrika ta paria korrika ti. Oh, and let me share something with you. The reason that I corrected Minister Frederick, it was because the Lord, he said, is there anyone that wants to say anything? It wasn't to pray. And so we're learning to follow the instructions of the kingdom of God so that we can walk as one. I'm going to be corrected. Everyone is going to be corrected so that we can hear him and then follow his instructions. When God says something one way, that's what it is that he means. When he says something another way, that's what it is that he means. We're going to learn. God is a God of such order, and he is a God of things. Just think about how he had the tabernacle made. He says, I want you to follow this pattern. There's patterns that are being unleashed and being being shown to us, that are in us, that's a part of it. And here's this big pattern that he has. But if we don't follow the pattern the way the pattern is written, then what's going to happen is we're going to come out with a freak. We're not going to come out with what it is that he wants done. So please understand this. He will give us this pattern. He has already given us the pattern. He's given us the pattern of the kingdom of God. And we cannot, this is a great example for us, because what it is, we cannot trade one thing for the other. Oh, I know it says this, but let's put this part instead. I know he says, I know he says to say, not to pray. I know he says to pray and not to just say. I know this, but let me do, this is what I'm sensing. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm this. We're going to learn to follow a pattern. It's not going to be living in rote. It's not something that is religious. But while the pattern, we're doing what it is that we're doing, so that we get into the place that the picture of Jesus, the picture of the Christ, the picture of the Christ, that we all come into this one thing of the Christ, it will not look freaked out. It will not be the mess that it is today. The reason that we, the church, the reason that we look so messed today, the reason that we have 400,000 or 4 million different denominations is because everybody tweaked it the way that they wanted to, so that the pattern is not there. So he's saying, I'm building my house. I will build my church. I will build my ecclesia, which means more than just the saints of God. The word, when you look it up, it means a whole lot more. So he's building what it is that he wants built his way. So we have to learn, I'm pliable. We have to learn, I heard the instructions, and I heard what the architect is saying. It's just like in building a house. I'm building my house, he said. And in building the house, you got to put the pieces together the way that it is, that it's supposed to be. The foundation has to be level. Everything has to be done the way that the architect, and he is the architect, says that it's to be done. So this is an important time. This is not our opinion, your opinion, my opinion. My opinion means nothing. He let me know that a long time ago. My way of doing things means nothing. My business, oh, I got to work, I got to do this, I got to do that. It means nothing. Nothing. It is not about my convenience. That means nothing. It's the kingdom of God. As we seek to yield to the sovereignty of God, of the King, to serve, to please him, and then to serve others in the manner that he wants them served. For his kingdom to come. That's the way it is in heaven. In heaven, he is sovereign king. So in us and in earth, he is sovereign king. And in heaven, everyone does what the king wants. So in earth, that's the way it's supposed to be done. We pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, how is it in heaven recognizing his sovereignty? They recognize his sovereignty. Everything is pleasing to God in heaven. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, David, oh, la padre, cosquet. We spend a lot of time talking about there is no sickness in heaven. There is no, well, there would not be all this sickness on earth if we recognize that he's the sovereign king. There's all these body parts in heaven, and they want to be coming to earth. well, recognize his sovereignty, as we recognize his sovereignty, then all of those things happen. We speak it, and there it is, because he's being pleased. It says that as we seek the kingdom of God, seeking pleasing the king, seeking and recognizing his sovereignty, that everything that is needed will be added. If you read all of what it is that he's talking about, he talks about eyes, he talks about hands, he talks about things being cut off, he talks about all of those things. And you saw when he was here in the earth that he put things back together. So it's the kingdom of God, it's recognizing his sovereignty in the serving of other people, in the serving of that. Jesus says, I didn't come to be served. You can't give me nothing. Ain't nothing you can give me. But I came to give to you. I came to serve you. Oh, dele corre gatti li cale dorre gatta la hako le basigilia kaliakata hadasala to corre gatta. And he took off his kingship. He took off his robe. He took off his robe. His kingship. He took off his power. And he served. He washed the feet. Oh, yeah, yeah. Take off all that stuff that you think you are and learn to serve. Oh, yes, as I've done this to you, you do this to others. I mean, he got to realize the symbolism. We got to realize that the parables, we got to realize who it is that he is. You have to remember what it is that his robe was. What it is and how it is, we have to look at these things and say, okay, what does that mean? This is what it means. So as we do what it is that we're to do, see, and my serving, if I have to serve and take off this apostleship, take off this doctor thing, take off whatever it is, anything that's getting in the way of me serving the way the king wants to serve, I'm going to take it off. Oh, yeah. Take off all the ideas that I have. Take off everything that it is that I think I am, how great I am, singing songs to myself, how great I am, or whatever it, those are analogies, whatever it is. To do it his way? Oh, no, 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 no. Because when I do it his way, there's no way it can fail. My God, my God, my God. So I thank you this morning. We thank you, 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 thank you. Any comments or any questions? 1 minute or less, please. Anybody?
I thank you and I agree.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your grace.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? And Frederick, that means you again, too. It doesn't mean that you have to say something one time. Anybody? Okay. No questions, no comments.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Anyone? So, Father, we thank you, King Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I pray that every person that's a part of More Than Enough Ministries, Astounding Love, and those that are in the kingdom, I pray that it doesn't matter who it is, I pray that everybody hears what it is that you have said today, Father. I thank you we walk in it because this is necessary for us to operate as sons and kings in the earth. Okay. Until you own property, you are not operating as a king. You are king in the earth. And you're a Lord in the earth. King of kings, Lord of lords. So we're going to shake off old man. And he intends for us to work together so that everyone is a lord and operates as a king. Those are owners and operators of territory. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The earth is crying out for the sons of God, the sons of the King, the sons of God, to manifest as sons, as kings, as priests, as lords in the earth. My God, my God, my God. Bless you, bless you, bless you. See you tomorrow. Oh, wow, it's almost Friday already. Bye-bye, everybody.